405 southbound at Gleason and 3rd.
405, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Well, you guys called me and the radio glitched out, as it seems to do every time these days, and I just wanted you to know that what did you need?
My apologies to you, because I was not the dispatcher that was handling your call initially. It does sound like you had a situation involving police. Supervisor showed up and they were able to get the situation correct.
They left the bus and threw something at him through the window. He makes a big fuss, which is fair. I call the cops. Then he said, you know, they ask me if he wants medical. I ask him if he wants medical. He's like, yes. And then he just starts getting angrier and angrier from there, and nothing I could do would calm him down. I think he was drunk, but I'm just kind of, you're going to ask me if I'm okay. I'm not. I'm tired. I've had a long day, and this is the second free police thing I've had today.
Okay, nope, I totally understand, and that's absolutely fair. Why don't you go ahead and tie it up over there? You're at, 3rd and Gleason right now, looks like you just passed that. When you get to your next stop, just pull into the stop, let the supervisor check in with you.
Please just let me finish this route.
Okay, and I would love to, but the verbiage that you've just used, I can't actually do that, and I hope you understand that. It's for your safety and the passenger's safety, so, again, pull into the next stop, and the supervisor will meet you.
I can tell you that I'm okay enough to get this thing to 5th and Jefferson. I don't want to upset these people. They've had a rough night already. I just want to get them there. Can I please meet him at 5th and Jefferson?
So the supervisor is almost to Davis. I want you to hold it, Davis, please.
Okay, I'll hold it, Davis.
Thank you. 2336.